brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Barack Obama, his attorney general, and the rest of his criminal crew are all on record in federal cases and state cases saying absolute abolition of individual ownership of guns. That's why Obama is the greatest gun salesman the United States has ever seen. Many gun stores, as Larry was telling me during the break, have that sign up. In fact, I've seen it myself buying ammo. Back to California. So it's on the governor's desk. He's waffling. People need to call him, say, don't do this. Don't make us register to buy ammo. Don't make us slaves. Finishing up with that, Larry, in the last 4 minutes we've got here, other gun battles going on.
Well, you mentioned the primary one in my mind, and that's Montana, and I'm sure it will be soon in Tennessee as well. Montana, a lawsuit has been actually filed against the reaction of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, a.k.a. the gang. They sent a letter to all the registered firearms manufacturers and dealers in the state of Montana and Tennessee saying, we don't recognize your stinking state law. Federal law is supreme and therefore drop dead. Well, the answer is they've written to the wrong people. The people that have licenses were compelled unconstitutionally to get these licenses in order to go into business because they didn't have a state law to protect them. But the two states, Montana and Tennessee, do. And I think what's going to happen is they're going to lose in federal court, probably. Most times federal court rules in favor of the continued unconstitutional growth of the federal government. But that doesn't end the matter, and it could really come down to what the sheriff is willing and able to do. I'll give you an example from just a few years ago in Franklin County, Tennessee, interestingly one of the freedom states already. There was a fire in a barn. It was a lot of powder and ammo. Fire department was out there on the scene, even a couple of sheriff's deputies. And before too long, a couple of FBI agents come sauntering on the property and announce that they're there to take over the investigation. And the deputies, what investigation? Well, yeah, there's ammo involved, so we're here to take over the investigation. So they called their boss because they knew the sheriff wasn't a real fan of federal agents. He came right out, found out that, yep, that's what these guys were doing, and said, well, look, if you really insist on doing this investigation, I can give you some office space in my building downtown.
No, that's fine. We're just here to do the investigation right here.
And he said, okay, I didn't explain myself well enough. You either get out of my county right now or you're going into a 4x8 cell in my jail. Well, they didn't cotton nicely to that. They called their supervisor to find out what they should do. This is key. The guy said, the FBI supervisor told them, a sheriff, which means any sheriff, can do that. And knowing that sheriff, he probably will. That's how I think it's going to come down.
And, of course, that was always known. We have to re-exercise that right instead of Obama
and these
fusion centers, which are a total federalization and takeover of our local communities. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. We've got, when we go vote, especially probably next year, many sheriffs will be up on the ballot, if not probably 2 to 4 years following. It's really essential that we ask them, would you enforce a state law like Montana's or Tennessee's? And explain to them if they haven't heard of it and get their answer. It's not enough to say, well, I'm for the Second Amendment. Well, golly, Senator Schumer says that. That doesn't tell me anything. I want to know what they will do in that specific situation. And if they will do what that Franklin County, Tennessee sheriff was willing to do, then I think we've got the country coming back to where it belongs. We've seen the same reaction on the national ID card. A number of states have said, no way, Jose, no info going to Washington for that. Our bureaucrats go to jail before you
get it. Absolutely. Larry, I got to get you back up soon for a full hour. Thank you for your time on short notice. Gunowners.org. Join it or at least sign up for the free email alerts. Right there on the site. We've got to take the local government over. That's where the globalists are taking over our society. Yep. Great advice, Larry Pratt. God bless you.
You too, Alex. Thank you much.
Thank you for being with us. We'll be right back with Mike Rivero joining us from Hawaii via video cam.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
With us, 5-10 minutes into the next hour, with his monthly visit, is Mike Rivero, fellow talk show host here on Genesis. We're going to go to him in one moment to get into the flu, his perspective on that. Always enjoy getting his interesting take on things. Very well informed. And we've got William Lewis, Gary Franchi later in the next hour joining us. Hal the Hardin, Montana, with the biggest developments yet coming out on this. How that ties into their film Camp FEMA. That's going to be very, very informative. And we'll continue with open phones in the fourth hour today. There is a key story up on PrisonPlanet.com that I worked on with Paul Watson. It's doctors concerned flu miss vaccine could spread live H1N1 virus. Now, people, the COINTELPRO always accuse me of exaggerating or trying to scare people. No, it's actually much scarier. If you read what the Mayo Clinic said and all these other mainstream documents and the inserts and what Fox News is even saying, no, they admit it will spread the virus. And it's a live virus, and it will mutate, and some will be weaker, some will be stronger. So see, Watson gave that a weak headline. 9 times out of 10, we do. It's worse than this headline. But this article's got all the facts. It needs to be gotten out. Doctors concerned flu miss vaccine could spread live H1N1 virus. With 60% of U.S. population at risk, is swine flu nasal spray a pandemic waiting to happen? Now, Mike got cut off. I promised to go to Mike, a listener from Tennessee, about neighbors like it's a rock star, it's a fad, or, ooh, they're getting it. Oh, yeah, and when your kids get brain damaged, it's like a fad. You know, for the breast cancer, a fad for the autism, or a fad for, You know, third of the kids in my neighborhood are dying of cancer. You know, people in my office that I know are dying of cancer. Their girlfriends are dying of cancer. Rob Dew's 30-something-year-old friend, been in a band with him for 10 years. She just died of cancer last week. Just, you know, oh, but we have meetings about it. We talk about it, and we make it all fancy and fun. And how about we stop taking their shots? See, because it's not my opinion they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccine. They said they'd do it. It's in the government documents. It's in eco-science. They're poisoning our water. I mean, look, the reason they're getting away with this is the horror factor. No one can deal with that. It's hard for me to deal with it. They're doing this. The only reason they don't kill me is because they know I'm telling an extremely accurate representation of what's really going on. I'm not perfect, but I got a good picture on me. My scope's got them in the sights. And they sure don't want to kill me and make a big example out of it, folks, because I'm dead on with what they're doing because I read their textbooks. Let me tell you, I mean, I spend hours every day researching what I talk about here. And let me tell you, there's no going back once you know this. Then you can't even hate the cops when they violate the First Amendment and say no protest allowed in D.C. or Pittsburgh and beat women in the head and have police dogs attack women. If you don't like them, you're angry at them, you think they're thugs, but you know those idiots are drinking sodium fluoride water, they're taking vaccines, their kids are taking it, you want to save them. You want to stop fighting with them and reach out to them and splash some cold water in their face psychologically and say, look at what we're saying. Live flu virus is the first vaccine they're putting out, admitting it will spread the real flu. Then it creates all this fear that everybody gets the shot. It's hidden in plain view. I'm going to get Mike Rivero's take on that in a moment, but I promise to go to Mike in Tennessee. Mike, finish the point you were trying to make. Go ahead.
Well, real quick, this lady that I spoke to today, she was talking, she's always shot, and she can't wait to get her child the swine flu shot. Talked about she wanted her child, she always gets her child everything, anything they say that she needs, she's the first one in line to get it, as though it's somewhat like an accessory, a purse, a new pair of shoes or something. And today in this, one of the dying papers around the country, the Commercial Appeal, the article in here talks about the lady who tilted her head back, the first person in the country to get the swine flu sniffer, says she tilted her head back and sniffed hard and became the first American to be given the H1N1 flu vaccine. And then real quick, and I know you got to go, on the inner section buried in the paper, the part that you probably wouldn't read unless you're like me and you read every bit of this, it says workers at Labanor who received the vaccine Monday had to sign a consent form and were given a CDC card providing they were proving they were given the drug. A CDC card to prove it.
Yeah, sir, I appreciate your call. We covered this yesterday, and this is all admitted. AP, Reuters, I'm going to go back over with Mike Rivero coming up. We're going to Mike right now. They admit that it's a live virus, that the perfect place for it to breed and mutate is the nasal passages and the mucous membranes of the sinus. Sinus is huge. It sits up underneath the brain. His sinus is very large. But the point is, in fact, maybe we should pull up a Google image of the sinus and let people see, you know, how it sits behind the nose right underneath the brain. They pump it in there, it breathes, and then they admit that no H1N1 trials were done. I have those headlines that the trial is the people being given the live mutating virus. It's so huge, it's so obvious, it's so out in the open, and now it's going to spread everywhere. People kept saying, this is very weak, this isn't killing hardly anybody. This is, on the scale, much weaker than the regular seasonal flu. Why all the fear? Because they're going to spread it and mutate it. Let's go to Mike Rivero. Mike, what do you think about what's happening?
Well, it's a very dangerous and reckless approach to this kind of a medical situation. And over at whatreallyhappened.com, we just posted an article from one of the German newspapers, German magazines. They're basically saying the same thing, that if you get the swine flu vaccine, it will make you more likely to come down with the swine flu. And that seems
to be counterproductive. Well, that's actually the CDC. The CDC says if you take the swine flu shot, you're more likely to get it. I mean, I have that in my stack. That's what I mean. This is insane.
It absolutely is. And without even getting into the question of possible motives, at this point, I don't even really care. You go back and you look at the swine flu epidemic and vaccination of 1976. The vaccine killed 50 times as many people as the flu itself did. This is nonsense. It is reckless beyond belief. They're not testing this stuff. And remember, only last year, Baxter allowed a test vaccine out for trials that had live bird flu virus in it. We don't know if this is the one that was being used up in Norway when they did some tests on some homeless people, and a bunch of those people died.
Poland, too.
We don't know if it, but, I mean, obviously something was being tested in Norway that killed a bunch of people. And it's reckless and it's dangerous, but it's hugely profitable for the pharmaceutical companies who've all made the appropriate tithing to their local congressmen, congressional campaigns. And it's simply peddling snake oil. I mean, our current medical establishment in the United States is operating on the same moral and ethical level as the old Wild West traveling medicine show salesman. Ride the wagon into town, crank down the stage, do a song and dance, make all kinds of claims, and sell bottles full of whatever they found out in the desert. And you're lucky if it doesn't kill you, let alone actually help you in any way, shape, or form. That's where we are. We're finding out just yesterday that after decades of all this fluoridation of tap water, it doesn't really have any effect on dental cavities at all. So why are they putting it in there? Well, because they need to get rid of the waste product, and they can make money doing it.
And it makes people docile in all the studies. Actually, 2 years ago, the American Dental Association said, don't have kids brush their teeth. It causes fractures in the teeth and dental fluorosis and doubles bone cancer of just one type in boys, and all the other studies show all these other cancers. I mean, this is not debatable. This is a fact. And you mentioned the stuff in Norway. The London Telegraph reported that in Poland, 21 of 100 homeless people in a bird flu vaccine trial all died, and that it was an unnamed pharmaceutical company. So that's confirmed that that was a – but, I mean, to see Shepard Smith on Fox saying it's a conspiracy theory, the swine flu shot cannot hurt you, when I have the insert of the five big makers, every one of the inserts says Guillain-Barré. Am
yes.
I pronouncing that right? Or Guillain-Barré?
I mean,
I have these. I'll show them again coming up. I'll show for PrisonPlanet.tv viewer scans. They're admitting it causes autoimmune problems. It's admitting it can give you cancer. It says on the insert it can sterilize you or reduce fertility. I mean, how can Shepard Smith and the rest of TV say it cannot hurt you knowing it's going to mess a bunch of people up?
They were saying the exact same thing back in 1976. If you go out on YouTube, somebody's put up a video of all the propaganda that was hitting the television airwaves in 1976 about how important it was to get the shot and how it was going to save your life and make you better. And, of course, the exact opposite thing happened here. It's all about selling product, and they don't really care what it does. Once it goes out, they've made their money. They don't care. And the stuff is incredibly dangerous. They're not testing it fully. In some cases, under this so-called fast track, they're not testing some of these adjuvants at all. It's just stuff they think will work, so, hey, let's put it in there and see what happens. And it's very dangerous because, as you say, we're dealing with a lot of materials which are capable of mutation and intermixing within the body, and the interactions have never been tested for either with all these adjuvants they're putting together. This is incredibly dangerous and reckless stuff.
Well, I've got a story up on PrisonPlanet.com that has all these links to Mayo Clinic, mainstream reports, where they just calmly announce, oh, this is a live vaccine, and it's going to mutate and going to spread. I mean, how obvious is it, Mike, or do you agree, that they're first giving the type that'll spread to actually create the fear and actually spread it and spread sickness and spread people testing positive for the antibodies so they get panicked and get the shot?
I think that's probably exactly what's going on here, because down the road, you know, ultimately, we are going to pay for all of this stuff. It's always taxpayer-funded, or it comes out of some other way, or there may be somewhere down the road where there's a new vaccine that we have to pay for privately. It's all about sucking the last of the money out of the American people under any pretext whatsoever. Swine flu, global warming, health insurance, whatever. They're grabbing the last few nickels out of our pockets before they skedaddle for the border.
Well, that was my next point. You would think with the media losing credibility, losing ratings, getting discredited, they would start being more credible. Instead, it seems like the lying has gone tenfold, wall to wall, as if they're in panic mode.
I agree, absolutely, and nothing I think shows that more than the last 2 weeks. We're following on the Goldstone report about Israel, and then the UN requesting Israel to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and submit to inspections, and Israel says no. Then Iran turns around and informs the IAEA they're starting to build a new facility, and it shows to the entire world Iran is playing by the rules, Israel is not. And so what does the American media do? They crank up this nonstop rock and roll full tilt boogie propaganda campaign to resell the idea that Iran are the bad guys and the U.S. and Israel are the really good guys, and we should not pay attention to the fact that Iran is playing by the rules because they're only doing it to throw us
Mike,
off.
Let's talk about Iran, Afghanistan next, then get into the death of the dollar. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 6, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1,029.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,058.45, $529.23 for the half ounce, or $264.61 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,058.45, $529.23, or $264.61.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
This is the end.
We're going to be getting into the drumbeat to abolish the dollar, and replace it with something even worse, what that's going to mean to this nation is not pretty. This is much worse than any foreign military power could do to us. We're going to get more into the flu. Going to get into what's happening with these fusion centers, open announcement by the president of the federalization of society. But going back to Mike Rivero, Mike, you got cut off by the break getting into Iran. I had Ray McGovern on last week. He agreed with your analysis, the comments I've had. It was a total hoax. Iran is always building these enrichment centers. They have a whole bunch of them. The site was known. They're getting ready to open it in a few months. They said, here is a site that gets enrichment up to about 85%, non-weapons grade. We'd like you to come inspect and set up stuff here. And the media hoaxed it here and said, we found a secret base. We found it. And then the next day, oh, well, they told us about it sneakily. I mean, that's the contempt the media has for us. It was all a big hoax.
Well, first of all, the enrichment for fuel rods is only 5%, not 85%, and that's what Iran is basically working on. And the idea was, as I said, the reason for this incredible explosion of anti-Iran propaganda was to distract the rest of the world from the fact that Iran was playing by the rules of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, to which it is a signer, and it was playing by the rules set down by the International Atomic Energy Agency, and only the week before, the United Nations had asked Israel to sign the NNPT and submit to inspections, and Israel said absolutely not. Last spring, the United States asked Israel to sign the NNPT and submit to inspections, and Israel said no. Do you remember Barack Obama's first press conference as president, and Helen Thomas asked him that direct question? What countries in the Middle East today have nuclear weapons? And Barack Obama put on his tap shoes and he tap danced away and talked about nonproliferation and threats to peace and all the rest of it. And the reason he avoided actually answering the question is because under the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act, it is illegal for the U.S. government to send any kind of financial aid to any country that has nuclear weapons and nuclear weapons technology that is not a signer of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty or allows IAEA inspections. In other words, all these billions and billions of dollars our government keeps giving to Israel is illegal if Israel has nuclear weapons. And so there's this sort of a secret nudge-nudge, wink-wink understanding between the U.S. and Israel where the U.S. will always pretend not to know that Israel is a nuclear power so they can go on looting money from the taxpayers and sending it to Israel.
Now, that's saying, why that Israel, saying that Israel can't protect themselves, I want you to continue your comment there, but I want to go back to this enrichment issue. I'm not a nuclear engineer like Bob Bowman or somebody, but I want to be clear from what I've read in the press, or if you're saying this is false, 95% centrifugal enrichment is what they need for an A-bomb, for weapons grade.
Correct.
Now, the debate is, they've said you don't need a high percentage for regular fuel rods. Why can some of your centrifuges get up to 84, 85, 86%? The point is, it still won't make a bomb. My point is, they do have centrifuges, I believe Iran's admitted this, up to 80-something percent. But the point is, it's nowhere near the 95. Getting that other 10% is very, very hard to do compared to what you're saying about them only needing 5% for fuel rods. Well, then the question is, why do they need that? Then the other debate comes in. They're many years away from a primitive A-bomb, no delivery system. The U.S. and England helped give Pakistan nukes and delivery systems. Israel has 400 or more nukes. They have high-tech delivery systems. Why is everybody picking on Iran?
Well, everybody's picking on Iran because if you look through the newspapers over the last several years, Israel is the one saying, please go pick on Iran. We're afraid of Iran. Iran hates us. Ahmadinejad wants to wipe Israel off the map. It's the same kind of propaganda campaign we saw leading into the attack on Iraq. Israel says, go kill them. The U.S. government says, yes, master, I must go kill. And the American kids are going to go die in the deserts of Iran because Israel has declared Iran is the next target and the next enemy. And, of course, Iran is sitting on a lot of oil, especially in the south of the country. Iran is talking about avoiding the dollar as the oil currency of choice. They're going to go to the euros, all kinds of other things which are threats to American financial interests. Because the U.S. doesn't have anything to sell, we're using our threat of war to keep other countries to go along propping up U.S. debt. Now, the other aspect, and the reason they're pushing for yet another war in this huge mess of wars we've already got going, if you go back and you look at history, the U.S. got out of the crash of 1904 by getting into World War I. They got out of the crash of 1905 1929 by getting into World War II. Now we're in the crash of 2007, and it's not a coincidence. Our government is trying to create a major war to distract us all from the fact that the U.S. government is what screwed up the economy and this country.
And by the way, that's not your opinion. The Rand Corporation a year ago said we need a giant multi-theater war on the scale of World War II to bring in the New World Order, and they need that political diversion or stage terror or a swine flu pandemic or all three of them combined. We're entering the danger zone right now. Mike Rivero, let's continue to talk about that on the other side. Then I want to get into the media saying it's the Arabs that are going to kill the dollar when it's our own G20, our own Geithner saying they're open to moving away from the dollar.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
A corrupt elite who aren't going to turn loose. They're not going to stop what they're doing. They're not going to quit. And as long as we debate Barack Obama and George Bush and the new Mitt Romney, who's probably going to be the next Republican nominee, and oh, he's a Mormon, he isn't. Oh, look at Brett Favre. You know, he beat his old team yesterday. Look at all the people extorting David Letterman and all these other people. It doesn't matter. It's all theater. Obama is continuing the exact same policies on every point of Bush, just different rhetoric. And things are only going to get worse and worse until we turn around and stop this. Coming up in about 10 minutes, I'm going to play for the world premiere of the new Fall of the Republic trailer. We're going to play it live here on air coming up in about 10 minutes, and we're going to be taking your calls. Going back to Mike Rivera, Mike, looking at the end of the dollar, I saw the headlines in the London Telegraph today. The Independent also reported it. The demise of the dollar are the headlines. And it says oil states are plotting. But we have the G20. We have Russia. We have China. We have the United States. Geithner saying, yeah, we're going to SDRs, bank to bank. We'll still have our regional currencies. It's just going to be global digital transfers where the banks don't just have countries back up new debts they create and that they then loan, but that now the banks will just issue debt themselves. They've always done that through fractional reserve banking. Now they're just removing the final links, and then they're going to make us back up their Ponzi schemes. And so how do you see them killing the dollar? I mean, this continual drumbeat of kill the dollar, kill the dollar, kill the dollar, kill the dollar, kill the dollar. And then I'm seeing product placement in ads for soft drinks about keep the dollar, dump the euro. So there's definitely a big fight going on. From your research, who are the players? I want your perspective. What's going on? What's the larger picture in all of this? And do you see this being a slow death of the dollar, phasing us into this new global bank where the banks openly become the world government?
Well, it's a complex issue. And first of all, Saudi Arabia has already gone public saying that this story about this plot between the oil companies and Russia and the oil countries and Russia and China does not exist. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it's so, but the dollar took a major beating. And obviously, those countries still holding a lot of dollar reserves don't want that to happen. So there's a big deny, he said, she said going on. I tend to go with trusting Robert Fisk. He's got a good record for accuracy as to what's going on. As for the dollar, it's been dying a slow death ever since 1913, without question. And the problem I have is this whole reserve interest-bearing banking system ultimately is doomed to crash after crash after crash, because the instant that first debt-based note goes into circulation, more money is owed to the banking system than is actually in existence. When everybody talks about all this huge government debt the U.S. owes and all the debt the American people owes, it's not money that ever really existed. It is the accumulated compound interest over decade after decade of reckless spending by the U.S. government. And, of course, the Federal Reserve is a private bank. It's no more federal than Federal Express. They encourage this. They encourage paying only the interest and never the principal. They support congressional campaigns for those candidates who will go on supporting this financial enslavement system. And so the problem is we've reached the point where nobody trusts the dollar anymore because it has to inflate just to cover its own indebtedness. And this is why we're seeing other countries start to very slowly and quietly get out of their dollar positions. Nobody wants to do something that will trigger a panic because that will hurt everybody. But once all the other countries are out of their dollar positions, then the rug is going to get pulled out from under it because there'll be nothing left to support it. In addition to this story that we had about the oil nations wanting to get out of the dollar, we're hearing all this talk about switching the reserve currency of the world away from the dollar, sort of undoing the last of the Bretton Woods Agreement. And without those two factors creating artificial international demand for the dollars, who would want them? The U.S. doesn't make anything anybody else wants to buy anymore. We're no longer an agricultural giant. We've lost our industry. We've lost our high tech. This nation has been looted. There's a TV show on the History Channel just today, The Crumbling of America, showing how the U.S. federal government has absolutely neglected the infrastructure of this country for decades, and it's literally falling apart. We're dissolving into a third world nation right before our eyes.
And that's the plan. You go back to Maurice Strong. We cover this in my film, Fall of the Republic. They openly wrote and stated at the United Nations Rio de Janeiro 92 meeting on population. They said, we're going to destroy society, destroy industry to save the earth. We're going to create a debt system where the average person, even if they're hardworking, can't get credit or can't get enough of a job to be able to have more than one child. We're going to have a social welfare system that bans Any type of family support that bans neighborhoods keeping each other's kids, that's now happening worldwide. You know, it's global implementation of the new global corporate state. They want us totally dependent on them so they can then social engineer us. They're psychopaths. They're control freaks. They want us chained down in the barn so they can get the blowtorch and pliers out. That's what this control freak religion's all about. And, you know, they keep explaining on the news today. I was watching CNBC for 20 minutes. They were saying, look, it's a new economy. We have a 10% unemployment, and this is a good economy, and it's there's going to be more unemployed. And as long as the banks are making money, our economy's doing good. So we now have a jobless recovery oxymoron. Talk about that, Mike, from your perspective. And then,
basically the health of the economy is being defined solely in terms of the corporations, which so far are surviving on taxpayer bailouts. And we are literally in a fascist economy where the wealth is being moved from the working and middle classes to the ultra rich. Profits are kept private. Losses are socialized. That is the hallmark of a fascist economy. And the bottom line is, if anybody wants to know what life is going to be like under this new corporate state, all you have to do is look back in history at the abuses of the company towns that we used to see out in the mining communities and the railroad camps and how horribly oppressive they were. That is exactly what is in store for all of us. Now, we keep hearing all this stuff about how global government is going to be good and it's going to be wonderful. It means the end of war. I'm sorry. Global government is what Alexander the Great wanted. It was what the Roman Caesars wanted. It was what Napoleon wanted. It was what Hitler wanted. And it brought more war and more death and more deprivation. And even after they got something approaching global government, it was a disaster for everybody. When Alexander the Great died, he deliberately shattered his empire to create new civil wars so that nobody else would ever be his equal in history. That's the kind of insanity that we see in the leadership. Every century, planet Earth is cursed with a person or a group of people who think they have a right to control it all, and they want to stand up on top of a pyramid built to their own vanity and scream, I am king of the world, and it doesn't matter how much poverty and disease and starvation and privation and death they bring to the rest of the world to do it.
Yeah, it's Yertle the Turtle. In fact, going back to that, big government is global tyranny, and global government is worldwide straitjacket, nowhere to run, and that's why they want global standardization. The OECD, the IMF, and World Bank all brag. That's what world government is a private group of bankers running your carbon footprint, taxing, tracking everything you do, taxing energy, taxing money transfers, and bankrupting things and re-engineering the economy where you can only get a scholarship to be a cop, or only be a scholarship to be a secret agent, or only get a scholarship to data mine and surveil people. And so you've got all these people with degrees who rationalize what they're doing because that's their degree, that's who they are and what they are, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And now, as they engineer the crisis, they then pose as the saviors for the next leg of the solution. I want to go to a video clip now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and a audio clip for the radio listeners. This is going to be going up at FallTheRepublic.com. If you want to see it in the highest quality and members quality in PrisonPlanet.tv members quality, it's in the members medium quality because it's not super high quality. A lot of folks don't have connections to download or stream. But this is going up in the next 20, 30 minutes at FallTheRepublic.com. But here it is, premiered on the radio. This is the second major trailer. Rob Jacobson did this one. Another one's coming out tomorrow on the mind control angle in the film. This is kind of a general trailer for Fall of the Republic that you can pre-order now, and then that means it'll be shipped out in the order it's received on or before October 21st on DVD in the highest quality and, of course, premiering at PrisonPlanet.tv as well. Here is the latest trailer, trailer number two for Fall of the Republic.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
Now is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
One of the greatest events in history is taking place before our very eyes.
It's up to every man, woman, and child in the United States to decide whether we're going to be fooled by the slick propaganda of the social engineers or whether we're going to restore the republic.
We have seen this erosion to the point where today it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the republic.
Who's going to soak up the derivatives? Who's going to soak up the debt? Who's going to be penalized?
Enron's CEO, Ken Lay, was involved in discussions with you at the White House about helping develop this type of policy, this trading scheme.
I don't know.
Do you think it's consistent with the spirit of that provision of the Constitution to hand out $500 billion to foreigners?
Will we choose liberty or will we choose tyranny?
The republic is hanging by a thread.
You don't have a president. You have an actor.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to? Who do we send these matches to?
The last vestiges of our free system of government are being swept away. Fall of the Republic. Volume 1, The Presidency of Barack Obama. Available on DVD at Infowars.com and online at PrisonPilot.tv. The destiny of humanity is in our hands. October 21st, 2009.
Okay, and that's going up at falltherepublic.com right now and at prisonplanet.tv. And, of course, in the next few hours at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube if you wish to watch it again. Or for radio listeners who aren't watching prisonplanet.tv right now. Is this the fall of our republic, Mike Rivero? I mean, I think we should be honest that for all intents and purposes, they're killing the dollar. That kills the empire. The country's already broke back over funding the empire because it's not our empire. It's a private banking empire. They're done with us now. They've kind of maxed out our credit card. And then if we don't come to grips with the fact that if we don't have the Bill of Rights and Constitution, we're just more real estate, more conquered dirt. And then by admitting we've seen the fall of our republic, then we can set about getting our country back. Or do you disagree with that statement?
I would say we're at the point right now where we need to start seriously thinking about what we're going to build in the wake of the United States of America, because I don't see this country being able to last much longer. I think much like the USSR, the U.S. government is going to collapse. Now, into that vacuum, a lot of opportunists are going to come in trying to sell us a one-world government or some other ready-made, plug-in, ready-to-rock-and-roll government, and I think we need to be aware of that with the buckets of tar and
sacks of
feathers.
Yeah, that's already happening. You're absolutely right. It's already happening.
So, I think we, the American people, have got to start sitting down and say, okay, if we're going to have a chance to create a whole new country, it is up to us to decide what it's going to be and to make sure that it's taking care of we, the people, and not just another group of rich opportunists coming in and treating the American people like we're just a bunch of herd animals. Now, I don't know if you're seeing these LRADs and these microwave pain guns they're starting to give out to the police forces, but frankly, that's just the modern equivalent of flogging the slaves back to the slave pens.
Exactly, Mike. I wanted to ask you about that. These federal fusion centers going in even in small counties, Obama now admits that's for the patriots, the gun owners, the libertarians, the leftists, anybody that doesn't go along with mainline, drink your fluoride, inject your kids, worship global government. For anybody that's got two brain cells that rub together, they're now deploying LRADs through Homeland Security saying that's what NORTHCOM's for. They're admitting this is a giant black ski mask. No protest allowed in D.C., no protest allowed in G20. I mean, this is communist China. I mean, this is hellishly illegal.
They're declaring war on the American people. We are now at war with our own government. The government has started the war, and I want to be very careful about this because I don't support and encourage violence, because the first side that starts shooting will be seen as the bad guys.
And that's why they're losing, because they're beating old women. They're having police dogs attack them. They're being caught provocateuring to make it look like we're throwing stuff first. You're absolutely right. Mike, do you agree with me? They're losing the PR battle big time, but they're so arrogant, their hubris is carrying them through.
That's exactly right. What we're dealing with here is Rivero's law of mid-management. We have got all these super elites, most of whom are Cold War fossils, who grew up in an age where the government could say and do anything and get away with it. And they're sitting on top of all these mid-level bureaucrats who want to keep their jobs. And so these mid-level bureaucrats are saying, oh, yes, it's all working. They believe you. They still love the political leadership. They're ready to go to war. They're ready to die for Israel. And they're ready to give you more of their money and their children. And so our top leadership is very much out of touch with what's going on in Main Street America, and in that lies the eventual collapse of the U.S. government. They don't know what's really going on out here. They're being kept blind deliberately by their own staffers and aides who don't want to lose their jobs for having messed it up this bad.
Well, that always happens. With Hitler, up until the day before he blew his head off in the bunker, if you believe that official story, the point is they really thought they were going to win the war up until 24 hours before. They were delusional. And I see this more and more. I mean, the worm has turned. I know we're going to win. It's just going to be hellish and bloody and painful, and I would rather not go that route. But power corrupts, and the establishment just thinks they're invincible. And you're right that history shows that they're just repeating the same thing. So how do you see this shaking out, Mike?
I am absolutely convinced that the U.S. government is going to collapse in the manner of the USSR, and we need to study what the Russians did that worked and what the Russians did that did not work. We need to avoid their mistakes. We need to go through our own equivalent of kicking out the oligarchs and putting our nation back on a solid financial track. I mean, look how quickly Putin managed to pay off Russia's debt once they had a working economy that wasn't burdened with centuries of reckless debt.
And let's get this straight. He's not perfect. I mean, we're certainly not. But the point is, exactly. If we debate liberal conservative, nothing's ever going to. You must kick the bankers out. You must arrest them. They're the real government. You must end the Fed. Anything else is cosmetic. And that's the. Stay there, Mike. I want to get your take on that when we get back. Two more segments with Mike Rivero, jamming a few of your phone calls. We got the Camp FEMA folks coming up with big developments on that front. Stay with us.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Okay,
you
know, we stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, purchase, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey Elements and three Sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three Sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
Mike, I want to take some calls in the couple segments we've got left with you. But just briefly going back to the flu. I mean, we know it's a fraud. We know it's a moneymaker. We know the UN's using it as a way to test global government. They bragged and said that the whole world under UN command on the flu response to the level six that they issue when it's not even really a level six, with the number of cases or deaths. What do you think the overall motive? I mean, was it just profit and power grab? Or do you think, in your spidey sense, they're planning to really go wild with this and really release something more deadly? Or do they know the nasal spray live virus is going to mutate? They say they know it is, but do they know it's going to mutate into something really bad? I mean, there are a bunch of eugenicists that say they want to kill us. Could this be their global crisis, 100 million people dead?
Well, I think they're definitely trying to create a global crisis in order to justify the bringing on of global government. They wanted to do that with global warming, human-caused global warming, the idea being that if there was a global environmental crisis, it had to have a global controlling authority. That one fell flat on its face because the Earth is actually getting cooler, and the science, the scientific underpinnings of human-caused global warming have basically all been destroyed over the last couple of years. So, okay, global warming isn't going to work. Let's come up with a new crisis. It's the Hegelian dialectic all over again. They're looking to create a global crisis of some kind that will justify or at least sell to the people of the world the necessity for a global government, whether it's a global economic crash, a global flu pandemic, global warming, aliens invading, whatever they think is going to work, that's what they're going to do.
By the way, that's declassified, as you just said, Project Bluebeam. They don't declassify the details, but they admit they've got a fake alien landing project to unify humanity with big hologram machines if they have to. But absolutely, they need a global crisis to offer their global solution. Their latest fear-mongering, I'm sure you saw from the UN, is carbon dioxide is going to make the ocean turn into acid. Yes.
Well, technically, it's already acid because it's carbonic acid, which is the same thing you have in mineral water. And again, they're taking a minor scientific truth and they're blowing it up to be this big, scary threat. But the bottom line is that the Earth is always changing. The climate is always changing. The chemistry is always changing. It never stays the same. This idea that if there's a global government that we will lock the Earth in this particular configuration at some arbitrary definition of what is ideal is absolutely nonsense. It is artificial.
Exactly. Let me throw this at you. I watch on HBO Bill Maher's show sometimes, because they rear it all the time. Every show, he shows the wildfires in L.A. and says this is global warming, when they've always had wildfires in L.A. And now I've talked to the police out there, and it's on their news, crazy arsonists go and set fires everywhere, and they have overbuilt out there, and you've got people setting fires. And then he showed a dust storm in Australia and said it was the end of the world. They've always had dust storms out of the interior of Australia. I mean, these guys will take a tornado, a tsunami, an earthquake. They're worse than Pat Robertson. You know,
they really are. Anything that happens, blame it on the villain that we're trying to sell you the solution to, and it's absolutely correct. And the bottom line, though, is that the Earth is actually cooling, and it's being driven by the sun. The actual forces involved in controlling the temperature of the Earth are so far beyond the capabilities of humans to deal with or adjust or influence. It's just another excuse to sell us another governmental control, to sell us another tax, to take more money from us, to control our lives even more. Leave us alone. That's the message from the people of planet Earth to the globalists. Leave us alone. Go conquer Mars if you want to rule a planet. Go bother them. Leave us alone.
Well, you know, the thing is, I know 300 Earths will fit in Jupiter. Google the term. How many Earths will fit in the sun? You got this giant fireball. I think it's several thousand. You've got this giant fireball that burns your skin if you're out in it too much. And they're saying, oh, that has nothing to do. The UN officially says nothing to do with the climate. Yeah, yeah.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.